Okay, so today, a band that we featured a couple weeks ago called The Memorials, their new album came out called Delirium. And The Memorials are, just to refresh people's memories, The Memorials are Thomas Pridgen, Vivica Hawkins, and Nick Brewer. Thomas Pridgen used to drum in the Mars Volta for a while, but then he was like, I need to stretch my creative wings, I'm going to form my own band, and The Memorials were born. A couple years ago, they released a self-titled debut album called The Memorials, and then, today, they released Delirium.
So people can get it on iTunes, I'm guessing.
They can go on iTunes. I'm sure you can find it, a physical copy, in your local record store if you wanted.
You can check out their website. It's got all the information on there.
Yeah, you can order Deliriums and buy it on iTunes right now. There's a big thing across the top there at thememorialsmusic.com.
Yeah, that's right.
But an interesting thing was, I retweeted them, because they tweeted about releasing the album today, and I retweeted them. Yeah, it's a lot of tweeting. If you do want to follow us on the Twitter, it's at MAM Radio. But anyway, so I retweeted them, and they replied to me saying, help us come to Canada.
Yeah, that's right. So I was excited when you told me that. Help us come to Canada.
So I told them that we were going to, on the air today, you mentioned this, that
I
we should do this.
We got to figure out how we can get them to Canada.
Yeah, so we were just going to brainstorm some ideas and see if, and I've already messaged, I replied to them and said, you know, we're going to brainstorm some ideas on the air, including providing you with room and board.
You're putting that out there.
I put it out there already. I told them.
And what about now?
And I did hashtag I can cook.
Oh, I was going to say, because you offered that to Paul Jago.
Well, that's what room and board implies, right? Room is, you give them a room, board is you feed them.
Oh, I thought if they were bored, like, you'd provide the entertainment.
Well, I have that too. They can, you know, if they like watching movies, I've got the Netflix, and they can play PlayStation or Xbox or whatever. I've got puzzles, various puzzles.
Lots of
coloring books.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Plenty of crayons, Lego.
All right, so when they're in Canada, they've got a place to stay and eat.
Yes.
That's one easy way to get them up here.
Exactly. That's one incentive for the Memorials to come up here. So if you make the trip, you know, mi casa su casa, and I'll cook for you, and trust me, I'm a good cook. Because I'm a harsh critic, and I like food, so I know good food when I eat it.
I can't think of much food of yours that I've eaten other than chili, and that was damn good.
Yeah, I make a good chili.
Yeah.
But I can, you know, I can make pretty much anything.
Now, another thing that we can offer easily is, and we would want this, is to have them on the show here.
Of course.
On the Mono A Mono show.
I think that's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
If we're going to help you come up here, then we would want to have you on your show, give you more exposure. Like, we've already done a feature on the Memorials.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about them again, promoting their new album. So, you know, we would love to have you on the air, and then if you played some live songs, we would then add you to our Bandcamp album.
Yep, that's right.
So you'd be getting exposure to a whole bunch of different bands,
which is good.
Followers of different bands, because that's what the purpose of our.
Now, do you think they'd be able to play their stuff acoustic?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
Pretty intense. I'd be interested to see it.
It would be interesting to see, but I think they could do it. And another incentive for them to come up is that Vivica Hawkins is pretty hot. So
how's that incentive for?
Well, it's an incentive for me.
Oh yeah. I didn't quite see, but
see what I did there?
Yeah. Reverse psychology.
Exactly. It's reverse psychology. I don't know how, but. But anyways, we could help organize a show for you guys.
Now we would have to figure that out. So we would have to get confirmation that they would want us to do that.
Though. Exactly. If you wanted to come up here and perform a show, we would help you. And mind you, you guys probably have plenty of contacts and whatnot.
More contact out than us.
Oh geez, but we're just saying, We would help. We would help. That's all we're saying.
This is our brainstorming.
And what else we'll do is we'll just put the word out, you know? Put the word out on the street. We'll promote your stuff. We'll, like, you know, play the crap out of your music.
That's right. No,
but
no
not brain. To the point, not to the point where that commercial radio does it, where they, like, oversaturate the airwaves with the same stuff and until you're sick of it, because quite frankly, I think that commercial radio has ruined fun for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I've heard people complain about how often they hear We Are Young.
Yeah.
And it's a great tune, and it's just sad, and that's what commercial radio does, and that's why it sucks. But
see, and all this is brainstorming right now. There's no bad
ideas.
Yeah,
we're just spitballing.
I wonder if we yelled as loud as we could, because we have the windows open and the mics.
Yeah.
That might help. Memorials!
Memorials!
Come to Canada!
Memorials, come to Canada! Pick up their album, Delirium!
There, see?
That might...
That's what we do. Yeah. This is what we bring to the
and
table.
And you know what? I don't know if people could hear it in the mics, but the 9 o'clock train just went by, and who knows how many people are
yeah.
even on there.
That's exposure there. That is exposure.
We just yelled it out to the train.
Yeah, because we don't care. This is what we do. To music that we like and we support, and bands that we like and support, we will you know, leave
That's
it all
right.
on the floor for
I
you.
I wonder if there's some way that... while people are sleeping,
mm-hmm.
you could subconsciously feed it into their heads.
I could.
You're a sleep watcher.
I am. I could look into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I could play.
There it is.
I could play their album in another room, and then turn on the microphones into their rooms, and it'll just play it quietly while they're sleeping, and then they'll just be like, oh,
this is unbelievable.
Man, I would really like to listen to some Memorials right now.
Yeah.
So, anyways, on that note, why don't we listen to some Memorials?
Yeah, I can't.
We've got a couple of tunes here. We're gonna go back in time a little bit and play a song off of their first album. Which,
an oldie and a newie?
Yep, we're going to do an oldie and a newie. So we're going to play West Coast Yes from their old album, The Memorials, and then we're going to play a song from the new one, Fluorescence Unforgiving, from the new album, which just came out today. Go and get it. You can get it on iTunes. Go to your store, www.thememorialsmusic.com, whatever. So Delirium, go pick it up right now. So here we go. This is The Memorials here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Yeah. On the best screen. don't care who stands playing the street. EBT vacation, come hang with me. Everything's free. It's on Uncle Sam, I'll be damned. Recession in me, I'm moving. Not losing, big pimping. This is the
yeah.
All right, there you have it.
That is some intense music right there. I don't know how that can translate to acoustic.
But there's a nice slowdown in the middle there, yeah. Right?
But that's awesome. Like, if they played a show, I would love to see that.
I know. So would I. Yeah. Like, I feel like a live performance by them would be pretty intense and pretty awesome.
I don't know what this word means, but it comes to mind when I think of it.
Okay.
Riveting.
Mmm.
Yeah?
Riveting, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. That means like you can't take your eyes off of them.
See? That's what I felt.
Riveting performance.
I felt that. And I didn't even know what it meant.
See? See what kind of emotion you evoke in my co-host DJ Steele memorials? So, yeah. Come on down to Canada, or I guess up. Or I guess, you're going to be going right. You're going to be going northeast. They're based out of California.
Ah, okay.
So, that's... Wow. Come northeast!